Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We appreciate y'all joining us. Seth and I will have some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We'll get into some other fun stuff. We'll get into a bunch of local events going on in the area. Mm-hmm. And, of course, get you into our schedule. But right now, it's 9 o'clock on the Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for our Southwood County Pet of the Week, brought to us by our friends over at Milltown Coffee Company. That was amazing. That's fantastic.
Kudos to Laura.
Yeah, Laura, nice work. Nicely done, Laura. Denise, thanks a lot for being here. You got to follow that.
I don't know how I can. Thank you. Good morning.
It's so good to see you, Denise. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We want to send a special shout out to Milltown Coffee Company. Buying local, supporting local, supporting our friends over at the Humane Society, us here in this segment. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to them and appreciation to them for that. Denise, yep. How are things going over at the shop?
They are great. They told us they were on site, Altman Construction, God bless them.
Yes.
Were on site yesterday and said by the end of April, we should be almost ready to rock. Yes. I know. It's been chaos for staff, volunteers, and the animals. Mm. So thanks for your patience to the public that has dealt with ripped up sidewalks and parking lots and, yeah. We're blessed.
Really got a great community. And I have a feeling some people in the community almost enjoyed some of the obstacle course. I feel like they do sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned Altman. They helped make this building we're in and everything. A big shout out to Altman Construction. Yeah. I love our friends over there.
They're amazing.
It's great to hear. How's the big dog doing? How's that going with them?
It's going good. We had a meeting the other night with the executive committee, and I said, we're going to do this. We have to find a place to put it. That's the issue right now.
Yeah.
But it's going up, and we're going to have a name the dog contest soon.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm so glad to hear that.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
It's all credit to you, James.
I'm just happy. I just think it's a fun idea. That's cool to hear.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with you on that as that progresses and everything.
More to come.
Denise, who is our pet of the week?
We are going to go with Sparta this week. Sparta is a 13-year-old gray tabby. Came in as a stray and we don't know what happened, if someone released him or he just got away, but he's an old boy in need of attention. He meows and cries. Anytime you walk by, he just wants attention. He's good with cats or good with other dogs from what we've been able to tell, and he's not opinionated or spicy like some of the other cats we have. If you want an older cat, he's your buddy. Mm.
Sparta looks like a cuddle cat.
Yeah, he
looks like one of those cuddle cats. A nice size, but good size too. Also looks a little bobcat like just a very cool look to him.
A little bit. He's very pretty, but just wants to snuggle all the time.
Yeah.
And Sparta's a great example of a lot of the animals we like to highlight with the Pet of the Week that are a little bit older and maybe been there for a while sometimes. Guys, I know how the urge is to go with puppies or kittens, and they're wonderful. And they're great.
Yes.
These animals have as many positives as those do. And some, especially, centering in here to Central Wisconsin, Rapids, Nakusa, all these areas, I think that these animals in particular could really be highlighted and really put to really great use in this area.
Absolutely.
Encourage many, many others to reach out to the Humane Society about this one. Find out about Sparta. See if you got a new best friend waiting for you right here. Sparta looks ready to go.
He is ready to go. In need of love badly.
That's a good one. That was a good choice. That's a tough. You have one of the toughest jobs there is, and I'm saying that before you even come in to talk to us, let alone having to choose one of these animals to highlight. So I appreciate that.
It's hard.
There's so many great animals on here, and I cannot encourage people to check them out enough. SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com is the website. Denise, I know this time of year there are certain needs that you guys might have over there. What can we do to help out?
We are in need of sensitive skin or sensitive stomach dog food. We're very low. We're going to have to put an order to Amazon or go to Tractor Supply today. But if you have some to spare, bring it on down for us, please.
Yeah, that'd be a big help. Mm-hmm. And what is the best way to do that if they do want to drop that off with the construction and everything going on?
Our front entrance is now open. If it's confusing when you get there, just give us a call or come on in and say, I need help with this, and we'll come out to unload it for you.
encourage you to do that, everybody, and encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society. Any chance you get, anything that you're looking to do to put into this community, it's one of the better and more financially smart ways to help our communities. Give them a hand over at the Humane Society. Keep in mind, you can email them, office@swchs.com. You can always give them a call, 715-423-0505. And of course, stop on by there, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids, as Denise was telling you. If you need to, give them a call ahead of time. That helps out. Keep in mind, they got a great Facebook page. Like their page, subscribe to it, share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Denise, we cover everything?
Yeah, absolutely, except for Saturday's event. We're very excited and very close to our Super Spring Spectacular. This Saturday, 10 to 2, Bullseye Country Club, and we have almost 50 raffle baskets that will be available.
Whoa.
Yeah, we got a lot.
We've been talking about this one for a couple of weeks, and we're so close. It's this weekend, everybody. It's going to be very exciting. We're looking forward to it. Want to meet you there. Denise, any of the animals going to be down there?
We're going to try and bring a couple animals, yes. At least one cat and probably one dog. We're not quite sure yet which ones, but we will try to have animals there.
That's wonderful. A shout out to you and the team. You guys are doing amazing work over there. Appreciate you. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We're looking forward to next Thursday already.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
A big thank you to our friends at the Humane Society and, of course, our friends at Milltown Coffee Company. Shout out to Milltown. Great coffee, great people putting back into the community. We appreciate them. They'll be our sponsor for a while here over on Pet of the Week, so we're going to enjoy that. And we would take coffee. We are... I can't be bought except for coffee.
Coffee fueled.
You can like any coffee companies out there that I will skew on. You can win me over.
Right.
We shout out Milltown and we appreciate them being a part of this. We appreciate you, Denise. We'll hang out soon.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Again, swchs.com is a website. Head on over there for all the information and find out more about these cool, awesome friends over there. We'll be back with more show coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Gotta wait until those keys kick in.
Oh, man. One of the greatest sounds ever.
Yes.
That Hammond organ.
I don't know if there's many better intros to a song.
Oh, my God. It's a great buildup.
The first 30 seconds of this song, at least, are eternal. They really are. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great morning out there, everybody. We're going to get into some entertainment news now. Got a couple of things to touch on that we're going to dive into. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I wanted to be able to follow it up with some more details. Because I was talking about Elton John's performance on Saturday Night Live. Sir Elton John's performance. Please don't tell him I forgot the sir.
Reggie.
I found it very similar to seeing Paul McCartney at the 50th anniversary special. I can't speak for anybody else. When I'm seeing these acts, I'm not expecting them to be 20-year-old Paul or 20-year-old Sir Elton John or anything like that. So I admit that I go into it with a little bit of I wouldn't say I lower the bar, because I also still have high expectations, because these are legends. These are greats. Right.
They've been doing this for a long time. Yeah.
Brandi Carlile is amazing. Singer,
yes.
Songwriter.
Oh my gosh.
Guitar player. I thought she was fantastic. Seeing her live on the 30 Rock stage was wonderful. She's done it before, but it was really cool to see her out there, and she did a great job. She was even in a sketch and did a great job acting. I was really like starting to wonder, like, oh, I wonder if she's going to do acting, because she did a great job. But my eyes, like a lot of people, were locked in on Elton John, and in part because of the stories that I'd heard, like what I'm about to tell you. But so back in November, Elton John shared that he lost his eyesight in his right eye because of an infection. And that his left eye isn't much better. And sadly, it sounds like it's still around. In a new interview with the UK paper, Elton told a reporter that he can't even watch his sons play sports anymore. Quote, I can see you, but I can't see TV. I can't read. I can't see my boys playing rugby and soccer. It has been a very stressful time because I'm used to soaking it all up.
Right.
It's distressing. Quote, you get emotional, but you have to get used to it, because I'm lucky to have the life I have. I still have my wonderful family, and I can still see something out of my left eye. So you have to say to yourself, just get on with it.
Yep.
Which is for one, such an English mentality. And I love
stiff upper lip and all that, right?
I love this about English people. Yeah. I really do. I don't think we talk about it nearly enough. The generations of World War II, the Churchill generations, if you will, or whatever, my God.
They endured a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we just, Winston Churchill Day was yesterday, I believe, and it got me listening to his speech again.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know other people, but nowadays with a lot of the tech, you can actually hear, like, you can almost hear bombs in the background.
Right.
When he's speaking and everything.
You get the recording so clear, yeah.
Not a perfect person by any means,
oh,
but
no.
My goodness, what a leader. Mm-hmm. That was a leader. Mm-hmm. That was, an impressive. And when it comes to this kind of stuff that Elton's dealing with, I find it impressive that he is sharing it, for one. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he's performing and going out there, well, he loves this. Mm-hmm. You know, you give him a little bit, hey, good on you for doing it, but also I get that you love doing this. And then I see him on SNL, and I know all this going into it, so my bar is a little bit lower. Incredible.
Mm.
Incredible. This man, at whatever age he is, that he's up there, is on that stage and owning it, just owning it, and singing great, sounded really good, but his piano playing is as great as it's ever been, to the point where he stood up at one point and was playing, and I know it wasn't easy for him. You could see the look on his face when he stood up to play. You can't tell me that no matter how much money these guys have, they will ever stop doing this because they love it so much.
Oh my gosh, no. You do not put in what these performers put in if you don't love it. You wouldn't do the stuff they do. Because it's taxing on your body. It is taxing on your mind. On your, I mean, this is not an easy. And yeah, it looks like it's the reason it's like, wow, he's having a lot of fun up there. Well, that's because he's really good at it. Yeah, you know, it's just like anything else. If you're good at it, it looks easy. It's not that easy. He's been doing it for 50 years.
If you get a chance out there, I encourage you guys to check out Elton, Brandi Carlile, and SNL. And you in particular, Seth, because I would love to know what you think. Even if you only watch a minute of it, his usually he's at the piano and he's got a computer, like almost looks like a laptop in front of him, and you would think that there's song lyrics or song notes on there or something like that. I couldn't tell what was on that screen.
I don't know.
It looked really weird, looked really like different, and I don't know if maybe it was the camera angle or whatever, but it looked like he was using something else, which would make sense since he can't see that well,
right?
And he can't read,
right?
So if he can't read and he can't read sheet music or anything like that, there must have been something up there that he could. I'm curious about what that technology was.
That I would have to take a look at that, but of course he's been playing for so long, he doesn't need to see the keyboard. He knows where every key is, you know, by touch. That's why that'll probably never go away. But to your point of this is the thing that brings him joy and happiness, and he's losing things that bring him joy, you know, like being able to watch his children play sports. Obviously is very he's struggling with that a lot, it seems. So I mean, he includes, he's like, yeah, I know how lucky I've been. You know, how fortunate I've been with money and everything like that. He refers to that in there. Mm-hmm. But man, ask anyone who's lost their eyesight and later in their life, and it is a struggle. It is a struggle.
I was up for a role where I played a blind person, and I ended up bowing out of it because I didn't think that I should play the part when other blind people were, actual blind people were going for the role, and didn't feel good about it. So I don't know what happened to the project. I didn't see it completely through, but I was a part of a two audition process with it. So during that time, I was doing a lot of practicing of being blind. Mm-hmm. There is no practicing. There is nothing you can do to put yourself into that world. I know that after talking to actual blind people and that.
Right.
I cannot imagine what that's like, what he's going through, and I do empathize with it. But I also am encouraged and blown away. And I don't know, find a lot of, if he can do what he was saying there at the end, that you could sit there and feel sorry for yourself, you can sit there and feel bad, and everybody's going to have those moments. But at the end of the day, you got to remind yourself of what you got, not what you don't got.
Right. And he certainly knows.
And we have got a lot of John Wick. And we've got a lot of John Wick coming.
Really?
John Wick. So this might have a little bit of a spoiler in it for anybody out there that has not seen the last John Wick movie. Right. So if that matters to you, please earmuffs for this part, for one of these parts. I'll tell you when. So the John Wick spinoff Ballerina hits theaters in June, but that's not the end of the franchise. Not even close. There is a bunch of stuff coming out, including a John Wick 5. Now, this next part, spoiler. They kind of, everybody, all right, earmuffs, you ready? You ready? I hate spoilers, so yeah, I don't want to spoil
it. He wants
for
to make sure you're ready.
But I have to bring this up.
Right.
They killed off the character in the last one. Yeah. Like, I don't know what they're doing here or anything. I mean, as indestructible as John Wick is, yeah. I mean, they made it pretty clear at the end. But anyway, Keanu's coming back. He's going to be back for John Wick 5, apparently.
Oh, my God.
And not only that, but they're going to do a prequel animated film. And now this is the only part of this I'm actually excited about. They're going to do a spin-off movie featuring Kane, the blind assassin, played by Donnie Yen. And Donnie Yen is a blind man who is a martial arts expert. I'm trying to find the word because he's a master at it.
Right.
He is.
He might be an actual master, actually.
He's professionally trained. Yep. I don't know if he was born blind or not, but I know that he has. Anytime you ever want to think of somebody who is blind and worry about them or anything like that, watch Donnie Yen. He's amazing, man.
Oh, man.
His character was one of the best parts of the last movie and everything. This goes back to a conversation you and I have all the time about IP.
Yeah, right.
And when you own IP and you're gonna strangle it and get everything you can out of it.
Yep.
I think that there's positive and negative to that. I think if you're a big John Wick fan, you're maybe excited about this. If you're a big John Wick fan, you may not be excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like
yeah.
The Ballerina thing is a spinoff, and I'm not even talking about that. But as far as the four movies, when I saw the final one, I talked about this on the air. Mm-hmm. I admit Keanu Reeves, one of my favorite, top five favorite action actors of all time.
Sure.
I'm a sucker for these movies. I was blown away by, I've never seen in an action series, the arc of a character and a character grow and then put as much time as they did into the choreography of the action scenes as they did into the building of these characters.
Right.
I was really impressed with that. They didn't have to do that. And I don't think I've ever seen that in an action movie before. It wasn't as if, I guess if you want to say maybe Rocky. A little bit.
Right.
There's an evolution with that, an arc to that character over the movies.
Sure,
and everything.
Yeah.
So I'll include that. But outside of that, I don't think I've ever seen that with a character.
Mm-hmm.
I was really blown away by that and the acting of Keanu Reeves and some of those things.
Sure.
But it almost doesn't mean anything if they're going to bring him back. If they're going to, you know.
That does a little bit. I'm with you. This is not like a comic book where you like almost expect it, right? So, yeah.
I get the need for IP. I get the need to put stuff out there and to make money, and people want to keep their jobs and everything.
Sure.
But I feel like we have plenty of examples of this not working.
Mm-hmm.
We have more examples than not of this.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, obviously, they're doing this because it's worth it. At least, you know, as so far, it's been worth it because the movies are very popular. Mm-hmm. Lots of people love to see them. I mean, I guess the spinoff that's coming up is going to be the big test.
Yeah.
Will people still want to see it without Keanu Reeves in it, right? That's the big question. So I guess we'll find out.
Speaking of big questions, Seth, we've got a big one for the audience. And this is something that we like to be able to do. Now, we've been doing a lot of crossover promotions with us and our sister station, 105.5 WIRI.
Certainly.
We like to do things every once in a while where a show bleeds into another show or something like that.
Yep.
I'm still looking forward to like a Seth Faces Music Unlabeled mashup or something like that.
It could still happen.
Well, I want to do something where we're going to bring up a topic right now, and I'd love you guys to give us your feedback either here on this show or on Playmakers on Friday. Be sure to join us 5 to 6.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Playmakers, your only local sports live call-in show in the area.
That we know of, yeah.
A shout-out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring that show. We
have
two sponsors for that
show.
Awesome.
It's
not only an opportunity for you to get your sports takes and feelings out, but for us to be able to talk to our Rafters and River Kings and local high school.
High school
coaches
yeah,
and stuff.
High school stuff, yeah.
And share with us, what is your favorite baseball movie? What is the best baseball movie? We're in season here, everybody. We're about a couple weeks into the baseball season.
It's all about the baseball.
And that that famous question comes up every year, usually around this time, baseball season, when the Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the 10 best baseball movies, according to them.
Okay.
And I say that in for one major reason that's coming up. So here are their choices. Here are their choices. So we're going to get through. We're going to go 10 to 1.
10 to 1. Let's start at the bottom. Let's do it. Yeah.
These are in a bit of order.
Yes.
But we want your answers as well, everybody. Your favorite baseball movie.
Favorite baseball movie.
Seth and I will give ours at the end of the list. At number 10, Boiling Point from 1990. This is a Japanese movie, but it got a lot of popularity here in the States.
Yes. I got to see that. I'm just really curious about that film. But yes.
I kind of like that seeing this on here. Mm-hmm. At number 9, The Pride of the Yankees from 1942. It's kind of cool to see that on the list.
That is okay. First of all, I have to address one thing. There are not a lot of like considered great baseball movies out there. They've tried many times, and unfortunately, it's only hit. You know, like in terms of hit, meaning literally a hit movie that has been based on baseball, and those ones we cling to. You know, we hold those very dear. The fact that The Pride of the Yankees is now on a top 10 list is remarkable because it's not very good. You got William Bendix, I think, playing Babe Ruth. And William Bendix was many, many things. He's a funny guy. He was in some really good noir films and stuff like that. He's not a sports guy. It's so obvious.
At number 8, Sugar from 2008. This is a movie about a young man in Dominican Republic, Miguel Sugar Santos, dreams of winning a slot on an American baseball team.
Oh, gosh. I've never seen that. I should watch that one.
93% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
I saw some footage of that one. I have not seen the whole thing. But I've seen bits.
Looks pretty good, though.
Bang the Drum Slowly from 1973 comes up next at number 7 on the list.
Again, so, Robert De Niro, many, many things in his career. Not an athlete, no.
No.
But him and Danny Aiello in that, good stuff.
Yeah, you can't get me to say it's a bad movie. I was a kid when I saw it, and it's got a little nostalgia to me for it. De Niro in a Yankee cap. Like, it's I don't know. There's some. I'll admit wholeheartedly, I not only the nostalgia part of this, but my Italian roots.
That's fine. No worries there.
It's almost impossible for me not to root for Robert De Niro or you know.
Yeah, And I got to say, it's a very moving film, though. It's kind of sad, so you just got to. We'll give that to you before you go into it.
90% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes. But again, that's interesting, too. That was a film based on a television play. It was originally broadcast live on television in the 1950s, so which cool. is really cool.
A League of Their Own, number 6 from 1992.
Not that nearly high enough.
Way too low on the list.
Way too low.
Also way too low on the list, number 5, The Natural from 1984.
So our two favorite films are lower. I'm trying to figure out what...
Fear Strikes Out from 1957 at number 4.
That's the Jimmy Pearsall story, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And which is an interesting... Jimmy Pearsall was an interesting guy, but Tony Perkins.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't think
Tony of Perkins. Yeah. Anthony Perkins stars as Jimmy Pearsall in that, yeah.
I don't know. I'm having trouble with Tonys today.
What's with your Tonys?
At number 3, Bull Durham from 1988.
Yes.
Gonna lose some of you here. Overrated.
It is.
It's so overrated.
I agree. It's overrated.
It's so overrated.
The best parts of it are Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
They are by far the best parts of that film. And it's just sort of about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much. It's more of a romance, really, is what it is.
At number 2, Moneyball from 2011.
You know, there's been a lot of debate about whether or not that's a baseball movie. Just because of what they focus on it.
That's a good point.
I think people have kind of come to the consensus has become it is a baseball movie. And it is a very good baseball movie. I agree. It's a very fine film.
And at number 1, from 1988, Eight Men Out.
Excellent film. If you have not seen it, it is an excellent film. John Sayles, who I believe both wrote and directed it, is a underrated filmmaker, by the way. And he's also in it as one of the reporters. And it's got a great cast. Oh, my gosh. It is a very good movie. And I'm so glad it's finally getting its due.
My again, my bias leans in. I don't have a real journalistic integrity with
John
this
Cusack.
One. It's not only a movie about the Chicago White Sox,
exactly.
which is my team.
Yep.
But it's got my Southsider, and it's got my guy John Cusack. He, you know, that their family grew up a block from mine. I got no integrity with the John Cusack. I'm going to be honest.
It's got
about
like
that.
It's got like Chicago icon
Mahoney.
Studs Terkel is in it.
Yeah, you've got. It's like they just cast it out of Chicago.
They did.
Yeah, you got Charlie Sheen in it too, does a really nice job.
Yep.
I actually think that it should be noted more. Charlie Sheen was not a bad actor.
No.
Like all the hoopla and all the stuff. I don't want to, you know,
who cares
all
that's about
one
that,
thing,
yeah.
you know, Tiger yeah. Blood, all that stuff. But him as an actor mm-hmm. always did a great job.
Yeah, anytime especially when he was younger, him. Yeah.
And underrated comedic actor mm-hmm. As well. But his drama was very good and never better than in this movie. You can make an argument. David Stratham, one of the most underappreciated actors of all time, does yep. a great job in that one
too.
One
of the greatest character actors, in my opinion,
yes.
of all time. Yep,
yep.
He's in A League of Their Own, too.
That's right. Yeah. So Seth mentioned this before. Yours, your favorite baseball movie?
Is A League of Their Own. I think mm-hmm. that is my favorite. Borderline shocking, Major League not on the list.
That's where I wanted to go because I wanted to get ours out there. Yep. Mine is The Natural.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
always going to be my favorite. But yep. A League of Their Own is number two for me.
Right.
And then I would put in, you know, they don't have Major League in there. They don't have The Sandlot in there. I'm a little surprised Field of Dreams didn't make the list.
That's, again, how much about baseball is that? You know, it's a debate.
But yeah. What about The Naked Gun? Come on. Come on. No, that doesn't. No,
well, Reggie Jackson's in it, so yeah, that's not a bad. You know, Reggie, you got Reggie in there.
Reggie acted his tail off in
yes,
that movie.
He did.
I don't know. There's something about. I go back and watch it sometimes. The Reggie Jackson robot scenes. He's acting his. He's working really
he's doing
hard.
A great
in that
job.
One.
Yeah.
He's working really hard.
Yeah.
We will take a timeout. We'll come back and have some more fun. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about something really cool coming to your email box in about a couple of hours.
Ooh,
everybody,
very nice.
Coming up on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate y'all hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, just to remind you and the audience, it is 2025.
It is.
I bring that up because we're going to talk about Napster. And I don't think we've talked about that since 2005.
Yeah, yeah, if then.
I think it's
yeah.
at least been 20-some years or
right.
since I thought about it or anything like that. For those that don't know or don't remember out there, Napster was a music downloading website.
Yep, one of the first ones. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Probably and, the most famous one.
Yeah, because of all the legal problems that came after it. So, yeah.
I will say this. I see Napster and I immediately thought of LimeWire. I immediately thought of LimeWire. That's the first thing I thought
nice.
Of. So did anybody see this, though? Napster just sold for $207 million.
What?
Napster, which launched way back in 1999, just mm-hmm. sold for $207 million. And yes, it is the year 2025. A lot of people didn't know it was even still around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Spotify or Apple Music, but not as popular.
Right.
Their big selling point is the audio is less compressed, so people who want good sound quality prefer it.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I chose this story in one because I know that we're both, you know, kids of the 90s
that age,
and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. But also, I have our one of the better ears for sound that I've ever been around, especially in this industry. Mm-hmm. I genuinely value and appreciate and respect your ear and the mm-hmm. way that you just hear sound so much different than I do. And I think it's part of the reason why you're very good at the job, but also you're really good for this topic here because
right.
what they're talking about with this, so think of music on a graph or something like that, when
right.
you see it on levels
mm-hmm.
and the bass is down here and the guitar is way up here and
right.
the lyrics are way up there and all that. You've got layers to music.
Right.
It's part of what you enjoy about it.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know that there's the rhythm section is keeping the tone or keeping the bass. Like
yep.
you're not paying attention to it, but it's there and you would know if it wasn't there.
You would certainly hear it if it wasn't there. You'd notice, like you said, yeah.
The issue with Spotify, Apple Music, almost any of these companies is that they compress that music. MP3s, in order for the size to work, they've got to crush it down.
Yes. In other words, they do that because it saves data. The standard for good or basic sound in digital music is what's called the WAV file, W.WAV WAV file. And that is basically what you're hearing when you play a CD. That's the kind of format that it's in. But it takes up a lot of data. That's because it's just because it's a larger type file. But the sound quality, because of that, is much, much better. And that's why when you hear like our shows here and our a little behind the curtain stuff, when you hear, you know, some of our ads and stuff like that, they all get converted to WAV files before as they're put into the system because it sounds better.
Well done. Well done. I could have taken like 2 years and couldn't have done that. So to me, I think this is part of the reason why you've seen such a push in last, I think it's been almost 20 years now that you've seen a push towards vinyl and more artists, you know, releasing their new music out on vinyl or re-releases on vinyl.
A couple of reasons for that. And I think it's because people like the physical. So people, and even now, CDs are starting to resurge.
Cassette tapes,
cassette tapes are becoming resurgent, and I think it's because that physical media. Okay, first of all, when you buy it, you own it. When you subscribe to a service, you don't own the music. First of all, they can take it away at any time because an artist doesn't re-up a contract, right? And they take all their music off of whatever service you're doing, okay? This even happens like in video games and stuff like that. You buy a downloaded version, they can still take it away from you. If you have the physical thing, though, they cannot take that away from you.
Anything I download or I buy nowadays, I buy the physical copy.
Right.
Whether and I'll buy a whole lot of stuff, to be honest. But I do, it's all physical. I want to actually have it.
You want to have it and own it. And that's the way it should be.
It should. It's just been that way.
Yeah.
Like it's a wiggle room that these companies have that is not only classless, but unnecessary. I don't think it's necessary. It only hurts the artists and the people that are downloading it or buying it.
Right, exactly.
Quote, unquote, buying it.
Yeah, right.
Because
they're leasing it, basically, is what you're doing.
You buy a song for 99 cents, you're really leasing it. The song. And that's ridiculous. Now, I don't know if that's the case with Napster, but I know that I was invited to a vinyl listening party a while back.
Mm.
And one of the things we got talking, and when I was asking, hey, do I need to bring a record or any of that stuff, what's the sound system like? What are the speakers like you have there? Because to me, vinyl is great, but if you just got a little tiny speaker for it, you're not getting the real sound.
Yeah, you're not getting the full effect, right.
And I look at this a little bit like maple syrup. But what? What is he talking about? I, years ago, had homegrown, you know, made maple syrup.
Right.
I have never been able to go back to the store-bought stuff. I've never been able to do it. And for me, I've got plenty of music on my phone.
Sure.
But I listen to it when I have to. If I really need music and I don't get a lot of opportunities to, I'll listen to it there. But I'm always grinding my teeth almost from it because I know these songs and I know they sound a lot different.
Right.
I love layers in music. Mm-hmm. I love levels of music and everything. Right. And I'm not hearing that in these MP3s. I'm not hearing that. And it's a little frustrating. So I can see why a lot of people might go to Napster. I can't see. I'm shocked that it went for that much.
Yeah.
A metaverse company called Infinite Reality just bought it. They say they plan to transform Napster into a social and interactive music platform, or basically virtual concerts. You'll buy tickets like normal and use a VR headset to watch artists perform in more intimate settings. And they're saying their sound system that they use will be perfect for this.
Oh, so, all right.
For one, if you've been using Napster, I don't know how much longer it's going to be around.
You might have... Might be changing, yep.
But two, this is tech. This is the tech world. Yeah. And this is what happens all the time in the tech world. There are, think of the big fish and the little fish and the littler fish and the littler fish. That whole diagram, that is a lot of the tech universe.
Yeah, right. It is constantly cannibalizing, I guess you could say.
You have a compression system that is fantastic, but you're not using it. You're using it for, you know, some silly thing or some app or whatever, where I could use it for this revolutionary thing. And
right.
So I'm going to buy up your company to you just for that.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Or if you're more sinister, just to put it out of business because they're competition.
Yeah. Man, for everything they try to sell you about Silicon Valley back in the day being, you know, the new business and the new world and everything like that, it ain't meet the old boss, same as the new boss.
How has that turned out for everybody? How has that turned out for you?
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I got. Imagine stepping into a virtual venue to watch an exclusive show with friends or chat with your favorite artist in their own virtual hangout. They say you'll even be able to buy merch in there. Well, of course you'll be able to.
Of course. I want to make sure you get that on there.
Like, that's the big selling point. Napster was a hit with college kids when it launched in 99 because you could download music for free. It eventually got shut down, of course. Best Buy bought it in 2008, and it's been sold a few more times since then.
Hmm.
Why did Best Buy buy it?
Maybe because they thought they needed their own online music service would be my guess, and they didn't want to pay for the infrastructure.
Man, yeah.
That's my guess. It's a great guess.
It's a great guess. It's like an old relic of the early internet that refuses to let go. You know?
Yeah, well, it is what it is, you know.
200 mil for that.
I know.
That's
well, it's still a name that people recognize. Of a certain age, though. I mean, so it's like, oh, Napster. Oh, yeah, I remember. You know, whatever. Even though there were like 100 other of those downloading services, and I can't remember the name of a single one of them,
yeah,
but they were out there.
We encourage you to get ready for the WFHR newsletter. We've got a new edition showing up in your email box in just a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's right. At noon. High noon.
And keep in mind, you can sign up for it at any time just going to WFHR.com. You go there, sign up for the newsletter. Keep in mind, there's a comment section there where you can go ahead and let us know good feedback. We always appreciate that, and you guys have been really nice about that. We also appreciate things that you'd like us to cover, stories that you'd like to hear more about,
sure,
or any of the above, because this is your newsletter, everybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody is covering this this area in central Wisconsin like we are. We have some of the best reporters in the state.
Yep.
I put them above anybody.
Yeah.
We've got resources. We've got abilities. Mm-hmm. And we've got connections that for 80-plus years we have been building at this radio station.
That's right.
And people that count on us, mm-hmm, whether it's listeners out there that count on us to be able to give this information on air, live, and direct, especially when there's breaking news locally.
Yep.
Or it is our relationships with UW Extension or United Way or Encourage or any of our nonprofits, and being able to bring attention to things that we wouldn't, there'd be no resource for otherwise.
Exactly. Where else would you get that info?
It's important, and all that information is available for you as well in the WFHR newsletter. It shows right up to your email box. You don't got to go run out and get it. Don't have to scan a QR code or anything like that. If you got an email, Addy, you can get it.
Right, and you can always go to the website, WFHR.com, as well. All that information is there, plus a lot of great other stuff. So,
had Michael Comer in yesterday on Playmakers. Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit about this. He's got some great articles he's written in there. We've talked about Laura and the powerlifting and some of the other work she's done with the Midday Magazine interviews and really putting those to words well.
That is one of the best selling points of this newsletter. I mean, you don't get a roundup of local sports anywhere like this.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
And Michael is an idiot savant with this stuff, man. I don't care. If Rapids has a professional tiddlywinks team, he knows about it. He knows way. Every time I think I know something, this is like dealing with you. Every time I think I know something about useless information, I talk to you for 5 seconds. Right, I'm like, okay, I know nothing. And it's him with sports.
With local sports, man. He knows everything.
Hey, Michael, I saw Assumption won the Division 5 championship. And then he'll go on for 10 minutes about every single player. He's incredible with this stuff. He's awesome. And he's a great writer, too. Mm-hmm. And a gigantic shout out to our other cast members around here. And, Brittany and Terry Barr and so many people that incorporate in there. Chuck and the great reporting he does.
Yep.
And all of this really sought seen over by Melissa Kay, who does
editor-in-chief, executive producer, whatever you want to call
her.
She's
our EP. EP of the newsletter, man. Yep. She's incredible. She does a really good job of this one. And those of us that know Melissa know she only knows one speed. She puts so much into every single thing she does.
And she puts a care. That's the main thing. She puts a lot of care into it because it's important.
See what we're talking about? Sign up for the WFHR newsletter right now, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody who's already signed up. We've got so many people doing this. Really appreciate it. Seth and I will be back with more show to wrap up the show right here, coming up on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James, ready to take off. We got to get out of here, everybody. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, lead you into Matt and Air on Air. Mm-hmm. Jane and Greg going to take good care of you. They're coming up in a little bit. Shout out to them. I'll get into our schedule in a moment and all a bunch of great things going on in our area. But I got a That Ain't Right story I got to touch on, Seth.
All right.
The drive-through lines at Chick-fil-A are notoriously long, and on Monday night, a Waymo driveless taxi glitched out and caused a major backup at a Chick-fil-A line in Santa Monica. No one was hurt, but the driveless car did cause enough commotion that they had to close the drive-through.
Oh, goodness.
A walk-up window remained open. Witnesses say the Waymo stalled out with its hazard lights on, and at one point it backed up a little and then stopped again, which really freaked people out. Because, again, there's nobody in this thing.
Yeah.
Some hungry people complained about being stuck waiting for over an hour, but ultimately everyone survived and the world did not end. No.
They got their chicken, yeah, in the end. So
I know this is not popular, and look, I think the idea of future technology is amazing. I read up on it all the time. We ain't ready for this. We're not ready for that. Sometimes the tech is available, and we're not ready for it as a society.
I would go even further than that. The tech's not ready yet.
That too.
We've gotten to this horrible cycle of people promising the moon and nothing to back it up. Not a thing to back it up. They want to do it to boost their stock price, or they want to do it so they can get more money from investors. That's why they do it. But there's nothing. There's nothing there. There's no there there.
While I feel for anybody that spends a penny on this stuff, I will say chickens come home to roost.
Yes,
and we're seeing that right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got some good stories of the day. We'll get to in a moment. But first, our schedule. Boy, we got a good one for you. Join us today from 4 to 5 for one of the more important hours we get to do around here, Midday Magazine.
Yep.
We talk with our locals, talk about local nonprofits, talk to local businesses, talk about local events. Nobody doing that. We have such a good time with it. And today, we're going to have a blast. We are talking to our friends at the Historic Point Boss at 4 o'clock.
Woo!
We're going to catch up on history with them.
Nice.
Tom going to be in with us. We're going to be talking about some of the cool things they are doing over there. They got a campfire cooking workshop we're going to
get into. Yes, they do. That's really cool.
And in part two, our good friend Laura Huber, 4-H program educator, is going to be with us. We'll be talking about 4-H and plenty of other great things involving our 4-H.
Laura is so awesome.
She really is.
She's
the
best.
I want to remind everybody about we're looking for all hunts. We're hunting hunts.
We're hunting for hunts. We're looking for information on Easter egg hunts, to be specific. And for the next few days or so, we'll still be collecting those. We're going to have a big old list that we refer to. Maybe make a promo or two with all the Easter egg hunts going on out there. If your organization is having one, let us know. 715-424-1300 and get a hold of Pam. Or you can send an email to info@wfhr.com. And we will get it that way. Speaking of Easter egg hunts, we do have one this weekend coming up on Saturday over at Tri-Norse Park. They also have a breakfast to go along with it. The breakfast starts at around 9:30. And then at about 11 a.m. is when the hunt will begin. Kids are looking for a rainbow of eggs throughout the park. They will have designated sections for each age group to find some eggs. Once you collect one egg of each color, return to the chalet to get a goodie bag and a ticket for a chance to win a big Easter basket. Everyone, the drawing will be at 12:30, and you must be present to win. So you got breakfast, you got an Easter egg hunt, you have a fabulous morning at Tri-Norse Park coming up this Saturday.
Shout out to them. We appreciate our friends over at Tri-Norse.
We have a lot of great fundraisers this weekend, everyone, for a lot of great causes. Of course, the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area is vital. I mean, we cannot say enough of what they do for our kids. Mm-hmm. Well, they have their Toast to Great Futures event coming up on Friday. It's a wine and beer tasting fundraiser at Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Facility. Starts at 7, goes till about 10. This is an all-inclusive wine, beer, and spirits tasting experience. You're going to get a complimentary event glass as well. There's going to have heavy appetizers. I'm not sure what that means, but sounds good to me, right?
You're going to get a workout.
Yeah. Some desserts and mocktails we'll be enjoying. There's going to be a wine pull. Everyone is a winner. That's very cool. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle. There's going to be grab-and-go packs to sponsor a club kid and their journey. I mean, so many cool things happening at this one. And you can get your tickets at the Boys and Girls Club on West Grand Avenue or at Richard Liquors on 8th Street as well. And the tickets will be available at the door. So even if you don't buy your tickets in advance, you can get them there. But another great fundraiser for a great organization in town.
We were yesterday talking with our friends from Encourage and Focus.
Yes.
And want to remind everybody that Focus is amazing, and if you can help them out in any way, we appreciate it. Focus has their neighborhood meals available today. Their meals are available from 4:30 to 5:45 over at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids, Sparhawk Trucking. Big shout out to Sparhawk Trucking.
Yeah, Mark for sharing the building. Yep.
There. The building opens at 4. There'll be seating at 4:15. You can enter through the pantry doors with a small waiting area for your convenience. Big thank you to everybody involved with Focus and helping our community.
And, you know, real quick, James, I know you talked about it yesterday, but with all of the uncertainty, with a lot of funding for a lot of programs like this, I mean, they could really use people's help right now.
Yeah, all hands on deck, everybody.
Yep.
And a royally entertaining competition is happening with Assumption's Talent Show. There is an age limit, I found out, by the way. Well, we talked about this on midday as well. Going on tomorrow, show begins at 7. General admission is $5. At the door, $8. And then on Saturday, they're going to have a show and dinner. Dinner and a show. 5 nice. O'clock cocktails, 5:30 dinner, 7 o'clock showtime. You can follow Assumption on Facebook to find out more. Ticket sales, you can already get tickets. They're available at the AHS front office. Dinner show tickets are available as well. Be sure to get those and support these kids and the cool things that they're doing.
Yeah, you'll find some real talent there, too.
And you heard us talking about it earlier. The Southwick County Humane Society's Super Spring Spectacular is happening at Bullseye Golf Club this Saturday, 10 to 2. Going to join them for food, raffle basket, kids games, music, and more. Going to have such a good time with this one. And boy, yes. They got some great raffle prizes.
Yes, they do. Like 50, I think Denise said. 50 yeah. baskets. Wow.
And Central Wisconsin Gift of Life in the 2025 Scavenger Hunt is happening this Saturday as well. They are a great organization. And for over 10 years, they've been doing this. This is the 11th year of fund supporting Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, they'll be starting and ending at the Ridges Golf Course from 8 to 5. You can find out more about this by going to their Facebook page, Central Wisconsin Gift of Life. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that.
Get your team together.
Or their website, Central Wisconsin giftoflife.com. You can go there as well and find out more.
Yes.
And tomorrow morning, we'll wrap up the week of the mid-morning show here. Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, will be in with us.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about Shred Day coming up on April 17th, next Thursday. It's a week from now.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Get those documents ready and have some peace of mind along with knowing that you're putting back into your community, everybody.
Yeah, very much so.
Community tree sale still going on. You got until Monday to get in on this one, everybody. Seth and I are debating about different trees. I know you and your family and my
parents
and I.
Trying to figure out what should we do. I don't know what to do.
My parents and I, my father lost his sister and then a week later lost his brother. Mm-hmm. And it's been tough times, I'll be honest
Absolutely.
With everybody. But one of the shining moments we've had is the obituary had you could buy a tree from my Uncle Ed.
Really?
And, aww. You know, we do these things to honor our loved ones and everything like that. I don't think oftentimes we think a lot of how much it can impact us. Mm-hmm. And I saw my dad smile for maybe the second time in the last couple of weeks buying that tree.
Yep.
Doing something like this is very similar because you can also buy a memorial plaque to honor somebody.
Exactly.
And they're trees. They're awesome. Trees are cool.
Trees, and they keep it. It's a great reminder. Great reminder to have them around.
You can find out more by giving the Parks and Rec Department a call at 715-421-8240, 421-8240, or email them, parksdepartment@wirapids.org, parksdepartment@wirapids.org. Mm-hmm. Great show today, man. Nice
Yeah,
work.
It was a fun one.
Thank you to our listeners out there. Thank you to Denise and our Southwick County Humane Society. A big thank you to Milltown Coffee Company sponsoring that segment.
Thank you, guys.
And a shout out to Sparta. And we encourage you to not only find out about Sparta, but also find out about the WFHR newsletter. Sign up for that newsletter, everybody.
New right edition. Now. Do it Come now. Up.
Go, get, go, go. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.